All right, Porch Talk, September 26th. I'm here with Xander and Xavier. Dallas just beat the Giants. But at the top of the hour, I want to talk about how Derrick Rose retired. We got to acknowledge the Derrick Rose retirement. Any comments on that?
Hang his jersey up this year. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Hell, name the fucking center at the Rose Center.
He's the youngest MVP ever.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame because every MVP is in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, he's the youngest to do it. The biggest what if.
Man. Is he the biggest what if in sports? Sports history?
Yes. If he were to stay healthy, he probably would have been like one of the top 3 point guards of all time. I believe that, yeah.
Yeah, I can buy that. You said Ruggs?
Yeah, I feel like he'd have like a similar. He would have had a similar career as Russ if he would have been healthy.
I wouldn't say that because he was actually like, if you see the people he beat when he was healthy, like a healthy D Rose could have got a championship though. So I wouldn't say he would be like a Westbrook type player. Because he was actually, like, carrying dudes in the playoffs. Like, he actually showed up in the playoffs, is what I'm saying.
That's valid. Like,
he actually showed up. He got buzzer beaters in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Heroes. I woke up to that news. I was like, man, it was...
That video was cool. I like that video.
Yeah.
But, Heroes, man. Let's get straight to Xander. Your thought on Dallas beating the Giants. I have one big takeaway from this game, but I'm curious to hear what you have to say about this.
Honestly, I think both teams are shit. Truthfully. Complete honest opinion. We're watching two shit teams go at it. I mean, Dallas pulled out the win. I think Dak looked like Dak against a shitty team, you know? Solid game. Micah got injured, which sucks. Hopefully he's good. Daniel Jones, honestly, a solid game aside from that Hail Mary pick, but I don't know. Dallas does not look good. Giants are shit. Malik Nabers looked like nobody could really guard him, but he was getting shut down when it mattered. And he got injured, which is, it's like that hurts for the Giants. Hopefully he's good. Hopefully he's good to go.
They already said he had a concussion. It didn't look good when he went down. You could tell it wasn't something like physical, or that's not necessarily physical.
Yeah, he was getting after me.
But
he was throwing them old school shots at him.
Yeah, I want to bring up what you said. He was locked down when it matters. Dallas defense looked decent. That front seven looked decent. Before DeMarcus and Micah went down. But that secondary looked fucking terrible. So who knows where this team goes long term this season. I don't think you can shut the door on Dallas yet. But that door isn't fucking closing eventually. Because I don't know. They barely squeaked by the Giants. I think Dallas's defense is going to get a lot of credit in the media. On like SportsCenter and shit. But a lot of those balls to those Giants wide receivers were underthrown. There's one with Malik. It was he was started on the right side, and it was just a kind of slot post with Trayvon on him. And Malik cooked him by 5 yards. It's like first five plays of the game. And Daniel Jones just underthrew it by like 10 yards. There's the one to Slayton on the right side. They were just all over the place. So I don't know. I think Dallas got a little lucky. If they face a top 15, even top 10 quarterback, I don't know. I think that defense is going to get torn up again just like New Orleans. So, I think I'm selling all my Dallas stock at this point. That defense looks like a hot mess, especially with all those injuries now. So, Overshown went down, DeMarcus Lawrence went down, Micah Parsons, Trayvon Diggs was cramping, which I don't know if that's just the Malik Nabers effect, but I don't know what that is. But Dallas just does not look good at all. You can't squeak by the Giants.
Yeah, they don't look good. Yeah.
If you're
Should
playing
have been a
teams,
blowout.
I
They got
mean,
the Steelers next. Honestly, I feel like Pittsburgh might win that.
I could see
Wait,
that.
Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the Steelers too. Like, to be honest, I don't even think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs because look at their next 5 games. It's like damn, I really don't see them making the playoffs. And they should have blown the Giants out tonight. They were really good.
That's
They
what
should
I'm
have beat
saying.
them
Like, this should have been a
by
40-point
like
easy
20.
win. Last season, it
Yeah.
would have been. These
And,
were games that they were winning by 40 last season at this time of the year.
yeah, they still
They
have
don't
no
have a
run
stable
game.
line. They don't have
Yeah.
Pollard anymore, Gallup anymore. They played the Steelers, the Cow, they
They're
played the
still got Henry.
Lions, the
No more
Niners,
Dan
Falcons,
Quinn.
the Eagles. Yeah, Mike McCarthy looks like a fucking alien. He looks AI generated. I don't know how I feel about him anymore. I can't sit there and watch that. Because he was in the post game take. I don't know if you watched the post game. I accidentally did. I couldn't find the remote, so I was a prisoner to the ESPN post game. But Mike McCarthy is a fucking idiot. He was over there talking about, this was the first game I've ever called, so that's why it came out this way. You know, we handled business, yada, yada, yada. I would not, if that was the first game I called as Mike McCarthy in his tenure with the Dallas Cowboys, which has now been what, 2 seasons, 3 seasons, that he said he called, like, not entirely, but it was, you know, orchestrated by Mike McCarthy. Wait, see, on his 3rd year there in Dallas.
Yeah.
So if that's his 3rd year, that's the first game that you've called on your own as Mike McCarthy, and that's the one you take credit for against the Giants, where you should have put up 40. That's just an interesting look for me as a head coach.
Against a squeak by the Giants, like, bro,
That's what
you
I'm
shouldn't
saying.
he should not be our coach.
That's the one that you're trying to take
You guys
credit
have
for?
Dan Quinn.
Take anybody at this point
I
because.
actually thought.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, like, I actually thought coming into the season, the defense would have been all right because they got Zimmer as the defensive coordinator, and they had Kendricks, that linebacker. But I thought it was, yeah, I thought the defense was gonna be okay, like it was gonna be better than last year, but it's the same defense. It
If
looks
not
worse, actually.
worse,
It
yeah,
looks
I was about
worse
to
than last.
say,
It looks
if not worse,
way worse.
it just does not look good in
Yeah.
any shape or form. That secondary was just getting torched. I mean, if that was an
Oh,
accurate
damn.
quarterback, that could have been a bloodshed, because Malik, Darius Slayton, Wan'Dale Robinson, they were killing those Dallas deep defensive backs. If there was an accurate quarterback and Wan'Dale Robinson could catch the football, that game could have been 40 to 15 Giants. Because that was bad.
The Giants need
What?
Yeah, that's what I don't know.
Go
I feel like Justin
ahead.
Fields could pop off.
I don't know about
He
that.
has a good old line too, Pickens.
I still have a little bit of faith, and it's purely off the fact
What are
you sound. What happened? Are you underwater, Xavier?
talking about? And I was saying,
Oh, yeah, there you go.
how many touchdowns has Justin Fields thrown?
When?
Like this
All
season.
season?
I think like
Yeah.
three.
Is it three? It's under, yeah, three at the highest. I thought it was like one.
I mean, he's playing all right. He's just doing. He's supposed to not turn over the ball and stuff like that. But we haven't seen anything too crazy, so I don't know why people are like
You haven't seen him win a
hyping
football
it up. I
game yet.
mean, yeah, like, I want to see him take over a game.
That's what I'm saying. I'm feeling the same exact way because that defense gives them almost like a, even if it's 0-0, they still have like a 7-0 cushion with that defense.
Oh, he has two tones.
So he,
Yeah.
yeah, he's only got two. Yeah, so he's got a, I don't know, I need to see
Two, I
Justin
think he has
Fields
one rushing.
take control of a football game because this has just been the defense. He squeaks by 7 points. I don't know. That's why I don't know if I can take Pittsburgh over Dallas. I still have a little faith, and it's purely based off the fact. I don't know if you noticed in that first half, in that first quarter particularly, CeeDee came out of the game like, give me the football, give me the football. He scores that touchdown, looks dominant, scores that touchdown, and then just does not touch the ball the rest of the game. Has one catch. They give
Yeah.
him a fucking halfback draw on the 5-yard line. What happened to that? What,
Yeah, I don't know why they're not feeding CD more. They should be giving him like 20 targets a game.
it makes zero sense to
Yeah,
me.
because they ain't got no other receiver.
Literally.
And he's open. He's open. That it makes zero sense to me why they don't give CeeDee Lamb the ball 25 times a football game. I'm not saying you got to complete the ball, you got to make a completion, but you got to just give him a chance to make a play. I mean, that was, I don't know if
Yeah,
that's
I would
Dak's fault. I
definitely
don't know if that's Mike
spam
McCarthy's
CD.
fault. I don't know whose fault that is. But somebody needs to be fired because I don't know how Dallas Cowboys fans can exist. Xander, how old are you?
22.
So have you ever seen a Cowboys, you've never seen a Cowboys Super Bowl? You've never seen a Cowboys
No,
NFC
I've not.
Championship?
I've not.
That's brutal.
It's all
22
Jerry
years.
Jones' fault at the end of the day.
Is it Jerry? Is it Uncle Jerry's fault?
It's Jerry's fault. It's Jerry's fault. Because why the fuck do we have Mike McCarthy in the first place, bro?
What would
Should have
do
got
you?
Belichick.
Yeah, I
And
don't.
why did we have Jason Garrett? Like,
I'd rather have Jason Garrett right now than Mike McCarthy.
he should have been fired, like he should have been gone. Like, he should have been gone,
They should have moved on from
like,
Mike
sooner
after
than
last
that.
year. After that Green Bay game, they should have sent him home. That should have been it. Because if you're going to pay everybody, you're going to pay all your big people. That's kind of like the sign of, we're taking a step forward. We're turning a new chapter with our team. We're going to pay all of our big players. You got to let the loose baggage, the old news go. You can't bring Mike McCarthy with you on that. And that's where Dallas fucked up. Because that Green Bay game showed it. He does not have any business running the football team. So you can't pay everybody,
I
say
have
we're
a
going to take a
question.
step forward and then bring that schmuck with you because these games are getting ridiculous. But go ahead.
Do y'all think Ezekiel Elliott's career is over? Like, because, like, he's not doing nothing. Like, he had only one rush for 5 yards today.
Yeah, I don't
And
know why
he
we
didn't really
got
do nothing on the
Zeke.
safety either. Yeah.
Is the XFL
I don't know
still a
why
thing?
we
You
didn't
think his career's done?
push for Derrick Henry. We could have made a. We didn't make any attempt to get Derrick Henry. I don't know what Jerry's thinking. Like, he's the biggest problem, bro. He's over here like, oh, let's get Zeke back, and let's pass up on giving Derrick Henry an attempt to sign him after he just bought a house in Dallas. Like, what are we doing?
Did he buy a house in
I don't know. Yeah,
Dallas?
he's training down
No,
Dallas.
Zeke's cooked. Zeke's career is cooked. He's
Yeah,
cooked.
after
He's
this year,
fried.
I think
Every
it's
running
over.
back on Dallas's offense. I hope Deuce Vaughn can pop off, but the rest
I
is
don't know
just
about
fried.
that. That's sad, man. It's 2024 and your faith is in Deuce Vaughn. That's kind of the poetic for the state of Dallas
Yeah.
Cowboys football.
Should have never got rid of Powers.
I don't even
Gotta
think
show
it's. I
love.
think still that's even more poetic that we're reminiscing on Tony Pollard. Somebody that did jack shit last year with Dallas. So, I think it is Jerry's
To
fault.
be
I'm gonna
fair, our
agree.
O line is shit.
How about the penalties? 265, an NFL record for penalties in a game. What do you guys think about that? I mean, that's.
Oh,
Yeah.
damn, penalties this year, bro. It's just annoying. They need to take out some of these bullshit rules, bro. Like,
I
let them
got another
play.
question. Y'all think the game is slowing down? Like, you seeing like, or is it just too early in the season? Like, teams like really not. Well, the Saints' offense was looking good, but teams is really not scoring a lot. Like,
No
y'all don't think
teams
the
like.
game is like.
I know what you mean. I see what you mean.
Yeah,
Nobody's like no. There's no
it's not
offenses
sure.
coming out and trying to push downfield. Like nobody. There's no real like vertical threat offense. I think that's what is lacking.
Yeah, nobody's like,
You can
yeah,
argue the
slinging it.
Vikings kinda. You could say that, but I mean, if you look at it in terms of numbers and 300-yard passers compared to like 10 years ago, that was the norm 10 years ago to go for 320 and. Three touchdowns, two touchdowns. You don't see a 300-yard passer in today's game. CJ or Caleb
That's
went for 300
crazy.
last year or last week, but You don't see a guy go for 300 unless he's thrown the ball 60 times. Is that, I don't know what's going on. It's just, there's no, like, downfield offensive threat that really. Tampa had a hope, just kind of slot, and then you got vertical with Mike Evans, but they're kind of tapering off. And still, just watching these games, like you said, it's just slow. It's just, there's something lacking. I don't know what it is.
And like, you remember back then, like, shit, like 2015, 2016, we would have, like, so many quarterbacks, like, throwing multiple touchdown passes, like Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson, Big Ben, Drew Brees, Eli, even Eli. Like, it's like they saying, like, this new generation quarterbacks. Yeah, like, these new generation quarterbacks is better, but it's like, I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying?
I grew up watching Tommy Boy play football, man. I was a Patriots fan. I am a Patriots fan. My dad used to drop my brother off at Sunday school, and then me and him would go to the bar and watch football, watch Tom Brady drop 55 on, you know, Buffalo. So this is it, it's. I don't want to say it's bad to watch, but it's definitely a it's underwhelming. It's not a full product.
It's a shit show, bro. It's a shit show.
Yeah, there's
it's nothing. It's nothing like it was.
Like, if it's Minnesota and Sam Darnold, like, no disrespect to Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson, but if that's the number one selling point right now, and that's the team that everybody's watching, I need Houston to really turn up. It's still early in the season. We got to revisit this talk
in
4 weeks.
It is very early. We just got to calm down now.
Yeah. Come week 8, we got to revisit this, but it's not starting off good. This movie is starting off slow. It's like Breaking Bad. Hopefully, it's like Breaking Bad. The first season sucks and is shitty, and then you got to wait a little bit, and then it gets good. Hopefully, come week 8, we're going to start seeing more offense. But I don't know if you've noticed. It's just kind of in the third quarter. Maybe they should get rid of halftime. Because, I don't know, the games start off good. They start off high scoring. You think, oh, this is going to be money. This is going to be a good game to watch. Three legs of your parlay hit in the first 15 minutes of the game. You think it's going to be a good high-scoring game, and then it just falls off the second half starts. Third quarter, there's no offense.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter, you see two punts and a three and out, and then, like, a field goal. So maybe we should we just get rid of halftime? How necessary is halftime?
I agree. Also,
I mean, players still need a little break.
They'd be draining that clock, bro. It'd be draining that clock.
Yeah, I was going to.
Every team they're on offense.
That two of those Giants drives took up the whole fucking game. That one in the second quarter took up the entire second quarter to end up with a field goal. That's why I can't sell out on Dallas yet, because they did hold them. Like, they were good in the red zone. Like, that defense didn't look terrible. It was almost like when it was a lot of field to play with, the Giants did well because they could expose that secondary. But in those kind of short yardage situations, that Dallas defense looks good. But that's with, obviously, DeMarcus Lawrence and Michael Parsons on the field.
Brandon Aubrey missing his first field goal
from 50.
For longer than 50 yards in his career.
Yeah. Hits a 63.
What was it? 62. Out of fantasy, man. I needed that.
No, that's tough.
He hit a 60 in the game, but then he missed a 51.
It was kind of ugly off the
top. You don't think the Giants should tank for us this season?
No, I don't think the Giants should take. Like, I'm sitting there watching this game tonight, looking at this wide receiver room, thinking, like, this team has good weapons. Like, the wide receiver room is a good situation for the Giants right now. Wandale Robinson looks good in the slot. You have Malik doing his thing. And then you have Darius Slayton, Sterling Shepard. Is he still on the team? I don't know if he's still on the team.
I think he would.
Now, I don't know where the fuck Sterling Shepard's at. But Darius Slayton, so I don't know. This team looks decent. The defense looked decent. They held Dallas to 20. Dallas should have put up 40, realistically. So Daniel Jones just looked—he looks like he still got training wheels on. I don't know about tank. You can't tank. You just paid him. That's the thing. Can you tank after you pay him?
They gotta do something with that.
I think if they just tell him to start. To grow a pair of fucking huevitos and start throwing the ball downfield and play some football. I think since that injury, it's just completely D. And he's had a couple concussions. I don't know. Daniel Jones, I don't know about tank because you paid him. I think the real question is why you paid him to begin with. Because if they don't pay him, then I agree to tank. But if you pay the man, and he's still a shell. He's a shell of his former self, but he's still a shell at least. So there's something tangible there still. But it doesn't look good. He just looks scared. He just does not. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
He's had it, like I said, the injuries and the concussions, but it's not the fault does not fall on the Giants receivers and defense and surrounding company. The cast.
Yeah, Malik Nabers looks amazing.
Yeah, I thought Wandale Robinson looked really good, too.
Top five, top ten.
Yeah, Malik is different.
I think the rookie of the race year is between Nabers and Daniels.
After week three, I agree.
For sure.
But Caleb did put up 340 last week.
You said what?
I agree with you, but Caleb put up 340 last week, so you can't act like he did nothing. And two touchdowns.
Jaden Daniels, that's one game, insane though. Game.
That was the best game so far.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's still a lot of football to play for Caleb. But that offensive line in Chicago is going to murder him. There's nothing. They might as well not even line up an offensive line. Just put seven wide receivers out there and just immediately throw the ball. Some backyard football type
stuff. Who's their coach? Is Nagy still the coach?
No, what's his name? Eberflus, right? Matt Eberflus? I think it's Eberflus. Is it Eberflus? Who knows? But they need a new offensive line. They need to work on the offensive line because Caleb's going to get murdered. But I can't rule out the rookie of the year race yet. So
I got Jaden Daniels. I think he's a lock.
I can agree with you after 3 weeks. If we voted after 3 weeks, I would agree with you. But I just think there's too much football left. Caleb Williams just has too good of a supporting cast. DJ Moore's open for like 90% of these routes if you watch those games. Keenan Allen's hurt.
Jaden Daniels has played so efficiently, bro.
That's true.
His numbers, I mean, his 80% completion percentage throughout. I mean, yeah, it's 3 weeks, but for a rookie, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah. That was his main like pro coming. Well, one of his main pros coming out of the draft was the NFL readiness and like efficiency and decision making. So that was never a question, but. I don't know. I think Caleb's still got a chance. I just don't know if they can give it to a wide receiver, especially with those two in the contention. I don't know if I could say Malik Nabers, realistically. It's kind of like saying the MVP award is going to be a wide receiver.
What if he keeps getting 100 yards every game?
But is that realistic? Is Malik going to go for 100 yards every game? Most of the yard. I mean, granted, it's the volume.
He's the only...
What?
Yeah, I mean, like, Wanda Robinson, he's decent. Like, I do like him as a wide receiver, but, like, Neighbors is the one that's really carrying him right now.
I just think he has a ceiling with Daniel Jones at quarterback. Because if you're going to put most of those balls 15 yards behind where they should be, that's gonna limit you long term. Malik could have had 300 yards tonight, three touchdowns. Like, that was bad. That was bad quarterback play. And they're going to get on him for the efficiency and say he had an efficient game, wooty, wooty, woot. But if you watch this game, there was throws that needed to be made that were 5 yards back, 4 yards underthrown. There's the one to Darius Slayton on the, what's his name? Yeah, isn't that what his name is? I don't know. But on the right sideline that was just underthrown by like 5 yards. It just didn't look, I don't know. I don't even know why I'm wasting my breath and thought process on the New York Giants, to be honest. I just can't give up on them.
Wait, Connor, quick question.
Yeah.
If the Bears lose to the Rams this weekend, are you selling all your Chicago stock?
I don't know if I can. I don't know if they lose to the Rams. I don't know. If they do, I think you have to. I don't know about fully. Maybe keep 10% just as emergency savings, but... It's gonna be ugly if they lose. Has any team ever done well after doing the hard knock shit? I feel like the last five, every team has sucked. The Giants.
Well, no, my Dolphins did it last year.
The point proven. So
We didn't win the playoff game, but it's
losers
still nice.
it sounds like you're underwater again, Xavier, but I don't know,
Oh,
man.
my fault. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's good. I don't think any team's ever succeeded bringing the cameras into the building. Because if they
Yeah,
lose
leave
to the
all that
Rams
shit
this
for
week, I
Marlon.
think you have to sell everything. Not, like I said, not everything, but
The range
90%.
is injured.
That's what I'm saying. If they, I don't see how Chicago loses this week. I would be
They
shocked.
better not. I think I won that game.
I would be shocked. I really would be. Who do we think
They
is
gotta
the
win that game.
who's the biggest kind of who's got the biggest necessary win this week? Like, who needs to win?
Let me see. The Bengals for sure.
Is that season over? Xander, you weren't here when we were talking about it. What do you think about Cincinnati?
I think they're gonna win this week.
But is
I
that
think.
season over? I saw some absurd stat about teams that start 0-3 in
Nah.
terms of making the playoffs.
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
probably cooked for playoffs. They might be able to squeak in a wild card. Not looking good right now, but I think they'll make a swing. I think they'll finish like 9-8, maybe 10-7.
Does Cincinnati win 7 more or 10 games starting the season 0-3? I think give me the Jets. I need the Jets to blow
No.
out Denver. If this team is really supposed to be a Super Bowl contender like people talk about it to be, I need to see 30 points. I need to see Aaron Rodgers come out. He hasn't thrown for 300 yards in 150 years in a new millennium. So
Sir
I need to
Chambers,
see.
we'll see.
I don't give a damn who's out there. I need to see Aaron Rodgers come out and go for 300 yards, no question. Blow out Denver. If this team is supposed to win the Super Bowl, I need to see like a Buffalo performance against Jacksonville. That's what I need to see. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers has to necessarily take over like Josh Allen did, but if the Jets are seriously playing football this year, this game needs to be over at halftime. Granted, the Denver did
My
beat Tampa Bay
dog.
last week, but I need to see the Jets just come out and handle business if this is really supposed to be a team that does anything this year, especially in the AFC. If the Jets come out and squeak by
My
Denver,
Dolphins.
lose or struggle, I'm taking the Bills over the Jets. I don't know. I don't know what you
I think
feel
the
about that.
Colts need to win this week. Really bad against the Steelers.
That's a tough one to win.
Give
It's
me
at
Anthony
home.
Richardson
Yeah.
going for 250 this week.
Against
I
Pittsburgh.
don't know against that defense.
Yeah, that's tough. You got to sell me on that.
I
I think
think.
that this is a week the Colts turn up. I mean, it's definitely not going to be a high scoring game, but I think the Colts put up like a smooth like 25, 24.
On Pittsburgh, man. That's
I
crazy.
think
I
the
don't know.
49ers and my Dolphins need to win.
I can agree with the 49ers to somewhat. So if Brock Purdy plays, that's the contingency. I can agree with the narrative that the 49ers need to win if Brock Purdy plays, but if he doesn't, then they're throwing in the towel. If Brock Purdy sits this week and the Niners go out there with, who's the backup now?
Shit.
Exactly.
I
Exactly.
don't
Not a
know.
damn, nobody knows.
Josh Dobbs.
Is it Josh Dobbs? Oh, it is
Oh,
Josh
that's what's
Dobbs.
up.
Yeah, it's Josh Dobbs. So I don't know. Maybe Josh Dobbs, they're better with Josh. I like Josh Dobbs. I'm going to take back what I said. I like Josh Dobbs. He had a good season, or he had a good little run last year. But if they come out with Josh Dobbs, I
I
think they're
need
done.
my Dolphins winning.
Dolphins aren't winning anything this weekend. That over under is
Cause we got
36.
they. They're about to start Hundley.
Is it? Did they come out and say they're
Tyler
starting Hundley?
Hundley.
I haven't seen anything about that yet. They confirmed
I
it?
saw some earlier that they. Yeah, they consider. Well, I don't know if they confirmed it yet, but they considered putting him at the starting QB this week. If they do that, they beat the Titans. They beat the Titans.
I think
Yeah,
Eagles.
y'all are gonna start. It kind of fucks me, bro, because I picked up Skylar Thompson in this league. So I had to bench
Jesus,
him
man. How
for
deep is
Matthew
that league?
Stafford.
Because he's
It's a
injured
two
right
quarter.
now.
It's a two quarterback league, 12 man.
Jesus, brother. You're starting Skylar Thompson on Sundays. That'd be difficult to watch. I'd not even tune
He
in at
gave
that
me
point.
four last week.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
I still won, but this
That's
week I got Matthew Stafford starting.
yeah, I mean, either way,
Man,
that's
this was
tough.
supposed to be the year. This was supposed to be the year, man.
What about a Philly Tampa?
But we're gonna take care of business. Get the Titans. They're gonna take
There
care of
will never,
Dolphins
it
or
is never going to
Cooks.
be Miami's
No
year.
diss.
It'll never be Miami's year. That team is
Keep
cursed.
that same energy. Keep that same energy.
I'm going to keep the same energy. I've had the same energy for 21 years at this point.
You're gonna keep beating the
18
Patriots. I
years of
know
the
that for
Patriots
sure.
punking on, 18 years of the Patriots punking on Miami. I have zero faith in that team whatsoever. That's a bird with no wings.
Now says
Never got off the
2021.
ground. That's a bird with no wings.
Now says
It's not going
2021.
anywhere. Not going anywhere. What about Tampa Philly? I got Philly coming out the door and handling business. I need to see a resounding Philly win. Cuz that NFC, there's a big vacancy right now with the Niners being hurt, Dallas looking shitty. Philly comes out and handles business against Tampa,
Yeah.
or the other way around, Tampa comes out and handles business against Philly, and Tampa's the number one coming out of the NFC. Detroit doesn't look good. Like, there's a spot to fill right now.
I got the Eagles winning this game.
I got the Eagles too, but I want to see the Bucs. I really want to see the Bucs win, but I don't know. I think the Eagles with Saquon, even with AJ Brown out, DeVonta Smith might not play though. So, I mean, I think the Bucs can take it, especially with AJ Brown out. DeVonta might not play. It's really going to depend on how crazy Saquon goes, but yeah, I think the Eagles will win. I hope the Bucs do though.
It's in Tampa Bay. I think there's a couple
Yeah, I
games that
got
could
the
be some
Eagles winning.
shootouts this weekend.
Honestly, give me the Bucs. Give me the Bucs, bro.
That changes with the in
Godwin,
Tampa
come
Bay.
on now.
Yeah, that Philly secondary, that's the big thing that kills them. If you I've said it before, if you throw against Philly, you're in a good spot. I could see Chris Godwin coming
Yeah.
out with 100 yards receiving, because Tampa just got blown out by Denver at home. So there's got at least, I mean, I'm gonna bet, I don't know Baker Mayfield personally, but I'm gonna bet that he at least has some
He's a
motivation.
dog. He's a
Yeah,
dog.
he knows that he just lost to Tampa to Denver at home. So I think they should theoretically be a high scoring game, but I still have Philly, I think. But I mean, if Devontae doesn't play, give me Tampa. If Devontae's out, which there it's looking like he's going to be, give me Tampa. I'm gonna take Tampa.
Yeah, I still got the Eagles. I
Man.
still got the Eagles. Saquon, it's too dangerous.
What about Jacksonville, Houston? I think that could
That's
be a shootout too, because Jack or Houston doesn't look too good
Houston
defensively.
needs to win that game. If Houston loses to Jacksonville,
Does Houston need to win the game or
they
like
just.
dominate the game?
Yes, they need to win that game. They just got
They need to
destroyed
dominate,
by
in
the
my
Vikings.
opinion.
No, like, do they need to win,
Yes.
Xavier? Like, can they let Jacksonville score 21, 25 points, 24 points? Or does Houston need to just come out and end
They
it in
need
the
to win
first
at least
half?
by 10 or 20. Nah, it needs to be a blowout.
Yeah, that's my thought, but I don't see Jacksonville just rolling over. I don't see Doug Peterson losing another. I'm not saying necessarily Jacksonville's going to win, but after the last couple weeks for Jacksonville, all games they got, I mean, granted they got blown out by Buffalo, but once that game kind of settled in, Trevor Lawrence at least started the second half better. I think if he can start the first half like he started the second half of that Buffalo game against this Houston team, it could be an interesting game. I don't know. I can't rule out Jacksonville 100%. Houston looked unconvincing, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
I could see
They also
T-Law
didn't
coming
have
out
Joe
for
Mixon,
300.
though.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
No Joe Mixon really hurts the Texans. No
That
run game.
exactly, and it's Dameon Pierce is out, so it's Cam. I mean, Cam Akers is good. Two torn Achilles though. He's
Yeah, I was
like,
about to say, where's Peterson?
yeah, Dameon Pierce has got something going on. He's
Yeah, but
hurt or
Cam Akers
something.
isn't that. I mean, he's not Joe Mixon, though, you know?
Yeah, he didn't look too bad
Yeah.
last week. He started and played most of that game. But I need
Yeah.
CJ to come out comfortably, especially Mikey's not here, but the big Texans buyers or big Texans, yeah, owners, if you're any stake in Texas, in Houston, I need CJ to come out and have a big, big game because that team, they look unconvincing on defense, but offensively, more importantly, especially with that cast, Nico Collins, I need to see him get more targets. Not necessarily. You have to acknowledge, you know, that wide receiver room, you have Diggs and Tank Dell. You know, Diggs is going to throw a fit if he doesn't have his 4, 5, 6 targets. But I need to see more than just one deep ball to Nico Collins every game. CJ just doesn't – I feel like it's too much – it's like when a kid – you know, as a kid, you got too much shit to play with. You can't play – like, it's – you, like Toy Story, man. CJ's got too much shit going on now on offense. Maybe with Joe Mixon, it'll force him to throw the ball more. It'll kind of make him get acquainted with spreading the ball out. But I don't know. He just does not look comfortable with all that shit going on. It just looks too much going on. Tank Dell's moving too fast. He's too small. It's too much shit going on. Tank Dell's running all over the field. Stephon Diggs is occupying space, causing a scene. And Nico Collins is just silent running downfield. You got to throw somebody the ball, but I think Nico Collins needs to be that number one option and not necessarily Diggs. So you got to let Nico Collins come in the middle of the field. Let Nico Collins run a post. Let Nico Collins run an in route. Let Nico Collins run a hitch. It doesn't all have to be a 55-yard streak. Let Nico Collins get some slot work. He's not necessarily I know he's not a slot wide receiver, but you got to move him around. After I just saw CeeDee Lamb take a halfback draw, you can let Nico Collins take a snap in the slot, please. Because I need to see more volume.
Diggs didn't have a bad game last week.
I think they had a bad game, but if you really watch these games, like when Nico has these big numbers, it's because one of the catches is for 78 yards with three defenders, like a Randy Moss-esque kind of jump ball. But I need to see Nico get in the volume in the middle of the field. I can't have only – I don't know. I think CJ's got too much shit. I don't know about – that's the problem when you have too many good wide receivers and too much shit going on. The Niners handle business well because of that Kyle Shanahan offense. But I don't know if D'Amico Ryans can orchestrate an offense the way that Kyle Shanahan does because they may just have too much shit going on where it just becomes clogged. I don't know. I need to see Houston come out and win that game in the second quarter. But I don't think they're going to, and that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the dilemma.
Honestly, I see the Texans blowing them out.
I do too on paper. Honestly, theoretically, I do. But not in a convincing way because Jacksonville just, I don't know. Trevor Lawrence didn't look terrible. And I think Buffalo was just too good. They just ran into an immovable object. Like, they weren't going to beat Buffalo from the opening kickoff. They had no chance. But I think against a team like Houston that's stuttering right now, they'll give a little leniency towards Jacksonville and let Trevor Lawrence get situated in that game and kind of take over. It's mainly really the main reason I'm so high, or not even high. I'm not high on Jacksonville at all. But the main reason I have any interest in Jacksonville is Brian Thomas Jr. Good Lord. If Trevor got him the ball 10 times a game, this Jacksonville team would be serious. Because that defense isn't terrible.
Their O-line is so shit.
Their O-line's awful. I'll give you that. But
did they still go to Zay Jones?
No. He went somewhere
else. They have good weapons. They have ETN. They have
decent receivers. Yeah, I don't like Christian Kirk. I don't like O-line. But I don't know. I'm just saying, if they got Brian Thomas 10, 11, I just don't understand it. I could be an idiot and simply admitting that I don't know how to run a football or call an NFL offense, but I'm a high ranking in Madden, so I have some talk to my shit. I can shit to my talk a little bit. So I don't understand why an NFL offensive coordinator does not see a number one wide receiver, an ex wide receiver, a guy that needs 12 targets a game. Why do you not go to him 12 times a game? And that's why I think Malik Nabers is doing so well, because he's a prime example of that. If you gave Malik Nabers CeeDee Lamb's targets, 7, 8, maybe 6 targets, he's not going to be putting up these numbers. But the reason he's putting up these numbers is because he's getting the ball 14, 15 times a game. And that's with Daniel Jones at quarterback.
Yeah.
That's why Minnesota's doing good, because they're realizing just throw the ball to Justin Jefferson. Let him make a play. Why does every offensive coordinator not run an offense like that? Throw it to your wide receivers, man. It doesn't all have to be a run. It doesn't have to be a draw. It doesn't have to be an end around. I don't get why we just don't Throw the ball downfield. And that's, like I said earlier, that's what the NFL is missing right now. You need somebody that's throwing the ball downfield. You have Pat in Kansas City, but he's not even doing it too much because when you watch those Kansas City games, he'll get one or two that are, you know, 30, 25, 45 yards, but a lot of those throws are checkdowns. It's a lot of checkdown throws. So it's like there's nobody pushing the ball downfield. I don't know. I just don't understand. I'm just confused. Like, just watching tonight, you start the game with Mike McCarthy. He wants to take credit for it, and I'm going to scrutinize him for it. Because if you start the game, you see one play that with giving CeeDee Lamb all these targets. Let me stay on track. But one play that just comes to mind with giving CeeDee Lamb these targets, and my whole point about giving your wide receiver volume, is CeeDee Lamb comes out, I think it was right at the beginning of the second quarter. You come out, he ran like a two-yard hitch. Just kind of one of those routes that you snap the ball, give me the football. He's clapping at Dak for the ball. Dak gets in the ball. That shows me that CeeDee wants the ball, and that was before the touchdown. Why did they just taper off and stop giving him the football after that? Why does he get three targets in the second half of a football game? Granted, they were up. They could run the ball. I'll give you that. But that wasn't a convincing win. That wasn't a win where you think, let me just run the ball and shut this down. You need to be up and do that. You can't do that when you're up five. That was just the Giants lost that game, I feel like. I feel like the Giants lost tonight. That's why I'm so confused. Because I just don't understand why you have an ex-wide receiver in a great matchup. The New York Giants secondary is in no condition to show off. Not somebody you're proud of, not something you're proud of. And you know CeeDee Lamb's already got 90 yards receiving in the first half. Why do you stop going his way? Why do you stop? That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, it's some weird political shit.
It makes no sense to me whatsoever. I kind of want to give credit to what you said, Xander. It's Jerry Jones, I think. Is Jerry Jones just calling all the shots?
Where it really
it's like
is.
Uncle Jerry told us to shut it down in the third quarter and just hold on and hope they lose? Hope the Cowboys squeak by? Because I don't get it. We saw last season they started scoring, you know, 40 points a week. That was the Dallas offense you see. When you have Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, you think they're doing that weekly. You're thinking CeeDee's out there for 12 catches, 200 yards, and a touchdown every week. This should not be like a damn CeeDee had a good week, and all he had was 98 yards. I'm not saying 98 yards is something minimal, but you got to acknowledge 55 yards of that came on that touchdown where it was a broken tackle in the secondary. That's now two out of the last 3 weeks where CeeDee's most of his yards have come from broken tackles in the secondary. You take that away, he hasn't done too much. They have him running fucking halfback draws. What is that? Why do you not put CeeDee Lamb in the slot? There's no defensive back that I'm concerned about.
They need a running back. Like, they don't know what to do with no run game.
I think it's the coaching. It's not Dak. I don't blame Dak.
It's definitely the coaching as well.
I think it's the politics of Dallas Cowboys football that just puts a ceiling on this team forever. Because it makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Yeah. I'm genuinely confused. And you may say, why am I so confused? Why am I so passionate about this? I took CeeDee Lamb over 99.5 receiving yards tonight. He had 98. He had 92 in the first half. He couldn't get 8 yards in the second half. Like, what is that? And that's not even his fault necessarily. They had him running fucking halfback toss. That's not his fault. CeeDee Lamb doesn't want to be in the backfield. Why is CeeDee Lamb in the I formation? Why is CeeDee Lamb back there? What is he doing? What's a polar bear doing in Arizona? CeeDee Lamb does not belong in the backfield. Put him out there. Why is he back there? Why does he not get 15, 25 targets a game? I'm not saying it all has to be good throws, perfect throws, whatever. You throw an interception. You have Dak Prescott. You just paid him all this money. You're fine with throwing interceptions. So if you have a quarterback that you're fine with throwing interceptions with, why not fucking throw the interceptions? Throw the ball downfield. It's like if seven guys aren't in the neutral zone before the snap and it's a free play, you don't see a ball downfield that's further than 40 yards. Or it's Anthony Richardson, who does throw it 45 yards, maybe it's completed, and then he throws three interceptions that, like, your little cousin wouldn't throw. So it's like, I can't watch that for longer than 5 minutes. I don't know. The NFL, I'm at a weird point right now. I'm a little, as a viewer, I don't know. Nobody cares about my opinion. Roger Goodell's not losing sleep over porch talk thoughts. But I don't know, man. This is disappointing. This is frustrating to watch. We cannot tune into a primetime game and see 35 points scored. I need to see Kansas City Rams, like from a couple years ago. Give me 30-28. Give me 31-28. Give me 42-24. Like, I'm not saying these games have to be 250 points, but give me a game that's competitive and high scoring. And it's not even like it's like we're in a defensive era where we can say Ray Lewis is on the other side of the football. Ed Reed is on the other side of the football, where it's like imposing defenses where you're nervous. You can't go downfield. You know, some of those Tom Brady years, a lot of those defenses you couldn't go downfield with unless you were Tom Brady with Randy Moss or whoever Tom Brady picked up from, you know, Home Depot that morning, whoever he felt like throwing the football to. But if you weren't Tom Brady, I mean, you couldn't throw against a lot of these defenses, and that was credit to the defense. Nowadays, you can't credit the defense because you can't. What, are you going to credit the New York Giants defense tonight? You're going to credit the secondary? You can't name a single person on the secondary. And that's not nothing against anybody on the New York Giants secondary, but that's just fact of the matter. Like, that's not a defense you're worried about. If there's no imposing defenses, why are we not going downfield? Why are we not throwing the ball 40 times a game now? It doesn't make sense to me. Because it's not lack of wide receiver talent, it's not lack of quarterback talent. It's lack of something. I don't know what it is. It can't all be coaching. Like, granted, we have Houston, we have CJ, but it shouldn't be where you have one quarterback doing it, two quarterbacks doing it. Because, like I said, you go back 10 years, you have guys that are throwing for 5,000 yards with no problem. You don't even think about it. Phillip Rivers is throwing for 4,500 yards. Nobody even thinks about it. Drew Brees is doing his thing. Like, you have all these quarterbacks that are doing their shit. So it's like, you don't even think about it. They're all going for 300 yards every week, 270. You never saw a quarterback go for
100 yards. Even I was on the Giants.
Don't even get me started with that. I was just watching 2000.
He was still throwing the ball.
He was throwing the ball too damn well. Remember fucking David Tyree, man. That killed me as a child. I had no idea. That was the hardest moment. My parents got divorced early, and that hurt me more. The David Tyree catch. There's nothing that hurt me more as a child than David Tyree and Eli Manning. That was difficult.
Remember that game in 2015? Saints versus Giants? I watched that whole game. When Drew Brees threw like six touchdowns, I think he threw seven, and then Eli threw six. That game was crazy. I watched that whole game. That game was crazy.
That's what I'm saying. You don't see games like that anymore. Yeah, you don't get that anymore. And I don't know what the problem is, because it's not quarterback play. The defense sucks. And the wide receivers are good. Is it injuries? I think that's the main thing. I don't know what the NFL could do about that. You can't make it less physical because it would just ruin the point of the game. But you have to do something about injuries because, I mean, the amount
of... You think it's a turf field?
I don't think it's a turf. I think the game's just too... It's people, players, we evolved too much as like humans. Like, we just got too fast, too strong. The technology got too good where... I mean, just one play, a guy could lose end his whole career. Christian McCaffrey may not play this season. If the Niners win six games, they're not going to put him back out there. He'll be out on the sideline the whole season. So you have a thing where it's like players are just going down too frequently to maybe where that's affecting like a desire to play kind of like a loose offense, like a high-octane offense, high-speed offense, the injury frequency, but I don't know. The NFL has to do something because this is not what anybody wants to watch. It's not even like you have some crazy running backs either. It's not even – like, what the fuck was that game so low-scoring for tonight? The running back play – who was the running backs? It wasn't like we had a big – like Adrian Peterson was out there controlling the game. It was Rico Doodle and Ezekiel Elliott and then Devin Singletary. Like, that was the three stooges, man. That's who we just had on Thursday Night Football. And, like, we still don't have offense. And CeeDee Lamb's on the field. Doesn't even show up in the second half. It's because he changed cleats. I don't know if anybody else noticed that. It's like he took his cleats off. He'd like he put on his fucking house shoes. He wasn't going to do anything the rest of the day. He clocked out. It makes no sense. Why was that game so low scoring? It just doesn't make any sense. Malik Nabers was the only benefit in that game. But still, it like you couldn't even you couldn't cherish it to a certain degree because the Giants couldn't score a touchdown. Nobody wants to see five field goals. No disrespect to the kicker. Kickers matter too, but I don't want to see five field goals. I just don't know what the problem is. Because you had two shitty defenses, two shitty running backs, two really good wide receivers with good matchups, like I said, shitty defenses. Why is that not at least 20 points with each team? Like, how does that make sense? Dallas's defense played good. I will give you that. In the plays that where it mattered, in the plays where they had to step up, Dallas's defense played well. I'll give you that. I think that's just a credit to the Giants' inexperience. I think a decent team doesn't happen with. You saw that against Baltimore, the Saints. That doesn't happen with Dallas. So I think if it was a different team, Dallas would have got exposed. But they did show up in the moments that matter. I just don't think like that. There just needed to be more offense. There either need to be more offense or better defense. We can't have shitty defense and shitty offense. We need one or the other. I cannot tune in for a game, sit there in front of my TV. I don't pay for the Sunday ticket, but somebody does. So I don't know whose account it is. Somebody pays for it. So I'm going to take accountability. I'm going to stand up and advocate for whoever's credit card this is going on. This is not what we paid for. I did not pay to watch Rico Doodle, Ezekiel Elliott, and Devin Singletary, and then have no receiving game. What am I tuning in for? If I want to watch Dallas Cowboys football, what is there to sell me on? If I'm Jerry Jones and it's all about money, whatever, and this is entertainment, what is there to sell me on? I just can't believe it. I think I'm embarrassed, honestly. Yeah. I'm embarrassed that I was so high on the Cowboys this season, before the season started. I was talking up so much shit about the Cowboys that they would win the Super Bowl. This team wouldn't win a fucking Pop Warner Super Bowl. Like, this team sucks. I can't watch it anymore.
I don't know.
It's not. I can't do it anymore. It's just frustrating. I'm embarrassed. Something's wrong with the Cowboys, and it starts with Jerry and ends in Jones. They got to move on. Fire everybody. Everybody needs a Gerard Mayo. As a Patriots fan, I'm happy with Gerard Mayo.
I agree.
Everybody needs a Gerard Mayo. Because I can't watch this shit.
Give Belichick the job.
Give anybody the fucking job. There has to be a Dallas Pop Warner coach out there somewhere that's running a high fucking powered downfield vertical offense. There's somebody out there in the DFW area running a U-12 team. Flag football. 37U, I don't care what age bracket. Somebody out there has to know how to run an offense in the DFW area because I cannot watch Mike McCarthy, who's got... He looks like an... I don't even know what he looks like. Like if aliens are trying to blend in and be a football coach. Like a reptile. He looks like a reptile. So, I don't know. I'm just... This has been a Dallas Cowboys rant, and I apologize. But I just can't... I'm just frustrated. As a viewer, I'm frustrated. I can't believe I put my word on the Dallas Cowboys. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, they're done this season.
I think they're done because I don't have any faith at all. At all whatsoever.
Yeah, they're cooked.
If we see a game where it's an NFC Championship game in Baltimore, or not in Baltimore, sorry, NFC Championship game like in Detroit, in anywhere, Tampa Bay, Philly, and the ball has to go to Rico Doodle, has to go to Ezekiel Elliott, Jalen Tolbert, I don't have, like, why am I to believe that? Because we're not going to give CeeDee the ball. We've already established that if we're the Cowboys. And we want to spread it out. We want to give everybody a chance. Who the fuck are they going to give a chance to against a good team? If it's January, if somehow the Cowboys make the playoffs, they don't want to give the ball to CeeDee. Who do they give it to? Jake Ferguson looked decent. You can't rely on him, though. Where's Skip Bayless? Yeah. What's he doing?
Wait, for the 49ers, is Kittle and Samuel coming back this week?
I don't think so. I just want to say, though, if Skip Bayless is listening.
Because if not, I got the Patriots.
Skip Bayless is more than welcome to come on Porch Talk. He's got to be. Do you think he's thrown away his Rico Doodle jersey right now? Seventh time trying to film it. His wife is pissed.
He's still rocking the Brandon Aubrey jersey. He might throw that one away after the miss, so.
Yeah. He missed the trash can. But as the Niners, I don't know. I don't know who the fuck's going to win in the NFC at this point. This may be one of the worst
Could
starts
be
to the
injuries
NFC
in
ever.
there.
This could be one of the worst NFC starts ever.
Could be injuries.
It may be Seattle. At this point, give me Seattle. Give me Seattle
Over
at
the
this point.
Cardinals?
Yeah, I'd say Eagles. Over the
Seattle's
Cardinals?
healthy. Seattle's healthy right now. They got good wide receivers. Kenneth Walker's not back, but if he's only dealing with some minor stuff. I don't know. Give me Seattle at this point. That defense isn't terrible. I'm. What's the DC they just brought in too? They just brought in a new defensive coordinator. I don't know. Give me Seattle. I have nobody else to think. I mean, technically Detroit. I should think Detroit. I'd rather have Detroit over Arizona. Arizona's defense is terrible. So, give me
Yeah.
Seattle. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm not sold on Seattle yet.
Who in the NFC?
Yeah,
you definitely give it to the Eagles.
Who's your NFC championship game
The Eagles.
after 3 weeks?
Who what?
Who's your NFC championship game after 3 weeks?
Eagles or Vikings?
That's what I'm saying is
Rematch
wrong
from
with this.
2017.
That's what I'm saying is wrong with this. A Sam Darnold-led Vikings is who should be in contention for the NFC right now.
I'm
Not
just
a
saying, just
Vikings.
so far, like based
No,
off
I agree with
so
you.
far.
I agree with you. I agree with you, but I'm saying that's the fault of the NFL. That Sam Darnold has a.
I mean,
Yeah.
if the Saints get back, if they beat Atlanta on Sunday.
I think the Saints are pretenders, though. I don't have a lot of faith in the Saints. Yeah, they put up 40 a couple weeks, but I just don't think Derek Carr can do it. Chris Olave can't stay on the
Yeah.
field. Once that offense inevitably goes down to Rashid Shaheed is getting the targets, it's not gonna be good. It's gonna be trouble in the bayou.
I feel like the Saints are what the Cowboys were last year. Like they needed to score like a lot of points to win games and stuff like that. I think the Saints need to do the same thing.
I don't think they're gonna do it long term.
Like their offense, their offense has to click.
I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's kind of like the same way I felt about the Niners with Chris Olave. If you can't stay on the field, is you can't. There's no re like the season's too long at this point. There's too many snaps, too many risk of injury to
Yeah.
think if a guy can't make it minimum 13 weeks, 14 weeks, that team's not going to be that's not going to contend. Because when you have like a like if CeeDee Lamb goes down, Dallas season's over. When you have that much
Yeah,
stink and you don't
for
have a
sure.
CeeDee Lamb type guy, and it's like a Chris Olave, nothing against Chris Olave, but he's just on a lower tier than CeeDee Lamb. I think you just have a ceiling. I don't know. I think Dallas or the Saints just have a ceiling. I have a weird feeling about the Saints. I'm just saying it's crazy that that's what
Yeah.
in 2024 it's Sam Darnold's Minnesota Vikings that are the favorite in the NFC right now. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, that's crazy. I never would have thought that in the
Like
offseason, I never would have thought.
that's what I'm saying, and it's not even in the off season. It's just like there's no nobody's throwing the ball anymore. I think that's honestly just it's the injury shit. I think it's too many injuries. Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody's going. It's not even like people don't want to get hurt. It's just too frequent where it's like subconsciously in everybody's minds to where nobody's. There's no like
We have a
offensive
question.
boom. Yeah.
One through 10, what do you rate this season so far? The NFL season
It's like a
so
six
far,
right
1 through
now.
10.
Like a six. Because
Yeah,
there's explosive plays.
I'm not really
I'd say
entertained
like
right
a
now.
four.
Really, a four? That's low.
Yes. I'm not entertained right now.
There's still some explosive plays like
Compared
CD.
to previous years, yeah, I'm giving it a four.
Now you saw last, like remember last year week one, like that was a good week. Like
I'm
when
just
that
saying
on
like even
season over
tonight
last year, like
you still had Malik Nabers doing his thing tonight. You still had a big CeeDee Lamb touchdown. Like, they're still selling points, but it's not enough. You see one big CeeDee Lamb play, and that's about it. I think it's, I don't know if I could say a four, though. That's low.
Wait, where's Josh Reynolds? Because that's what the Cowboys need to sign.
Josh Reynolds. A man that's
a second option receiver.
Kyle Shanahan's favorite non-player. Non-player of his own. A guy that lost Detroit that game that last year.
And Detroit let him go.
Yeah, he went to I just saw it the other day. Where did he go? Josh Reynolds went. Let me look it up. What team is Josh Reynolds on? In the meantime, I just want to say, if anybody's anybody listening to this, theporchtalk.net, the website, there's a survey, not a survey, there's a life advice section. So if you have any questions or concerns going on in your life and need some Porch Talk advice, fill out that form and we'll go over it on the show. But where's Josh Reynolds? Theporchtalk.net. Josh Reynolds' team. He is on the Broncos. That's what it was. Is Josh Reynolds going to be the savior? I don't know if that's Dallas's savior. Are we?
That might be Denver's savior. That might be Bo Nix's savior.
Josh Reynolds.
Denver might start turning up. Josh Reynolds. Yeah, Bo Nix. Well,
sell me on the job. Where does Josh Reynolds talk come from? Where did this Josh Reynolds talk come from, Xavier?
No, I wasn't saying because I remember Detroit had let him go, and I didn't know if he was picked up by a team. And I was just saying because Dallas, outside of CeeDee Lamb, like, they have no offense. Like, I was just saying, like, get like a second option receiver. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you need.
You don't have to just depend on CeeDee.
You need a second receiver.
Dude, they got Rico Dowdle, bro. What do you mean?
Yeah. You need a second receiver that weighs more than 145 pounds. Your backup options can't be Brandon Cooks, Kevontae Turpin, and what's the other one's name? What's the other guy's name?
Jalen Tolbert.
And Jalen Tolbert, yeah. They're all about 5'3", 112 pounds. You can't have – that's not going to work in the NFL. You can't do that in the NFL. It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You can't have those guys running around the field. You need somebody besides CeeDee.
Charlie of the Chocolate Factory.
You can't do it with those three running. Those three little munchkins, man. We got Deuce Vaughn, Rico Doodle. Is there a height limit in Dallas that nobody knows about, that nobody talks about? Why is no Dallas skill player allowed to be over 6 foot besides CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott? Why is everybody else 5'3"?
I don't even know.
What's going on with that? Maybe it relates to the Jerry Jones scouting theory.
Yeah, they do have Ferguson, to be fair. Ferguson's nice.
That's true. Jake Ferguson's good. Give Jake Ferguson his flowers. But the surrounding company is just, good Lord Almighty. It just makes me feel dumb, man. I don't know what I was thinking preseason. I was just real stupid shit that I really thought Dallas was going to do something. I can't. It's just.
Yeah.
It's too much. Xander, you have any thoughts for this week before we close it out? Since you weren't on the other night.
I think the Texans need to have a big win against the Jags. And if the Niners lose, their season's cooked.
I was preaching that gospel in the last podcast. Patriots are going to win. What are the odds now? I think it was like +230 for the Pats when we did the podcast the other night.
+425 for the Pats right now.
+420. It went up? That's bad. +425. That's not good. What's the spread? Is it still like 10? It's way too much. I'm pulling it up right here. I got boost mobile.
Yeah, it's 10.
Yeah, 10. That's way too much. Give me Patriots +10. There's no reason to think the Niners, at least that's too much. That's way too much. Who's our biggest potential upsets, we think? I have the Patriots, obviously, but besides the Patriots.
Mm.
Or actually, no, fuck that. What about game of the week, Buffalo, Baltimore? Let's just get the predictions for that. Guess the line on that one, Xander.
Oh. I mean, the live line is Buffalo plus 115. Give me Buffalo. I got Buffalo by three.
Buffalo, I
Ooh.
like that.
28-25. 28-25.
It's in Baltimore,
I
so
got
you're up.
the, yeah, I got the Ravens winning 20-17.
28-17 or 20-17?
Yeah, 20-17.
20-17. I think I have Buffalo too. Josh Allen looks good, man. It's all about that
Yeah,
circus of
he's
wide
the MVP so
receivers.
far.
It's that circus of a wide receiver room
Josh
that
Allen looks
is the
insane.
question. I just don't know if he can make
He's
that.
the
Like, he's not
MVP right
Tom
now.
Brady. He can't make that shit happen with all those random Walmart employees catching passes like they did last week.
I mean, to
But
be fair, he is kind of doing that right now.
I'm saying I don't know if he can do that against a team like Baltimore. He can do that against Jacksonville. I can't tell you how many, MVS touches we're going to see against Baltimore. I don't know how many snaps
Fair.
Matt Collins. Like, is Matt. It should be Keon Coleman. It's another one of those things where Keon Coleman's young, but give the man 10 targets and you'll see some Malik Nabers type of production, I think. He was one of the best wide receivers in the country at Florida State. Give Keon Coleman the ball 10 times.
Yeah.
That's how I see Buffalo winning this game. But if Josh Allen tries to do the shit where he's throwing to 150 different people, it could be a mess. If Curtis Samuel's getting the ball, everybody and their mother's getting the ball, or attempting to get the
We need
ball.
more Khalil Shakir touches.
Khalil, I don't even know about him. I think it needs to be Keon. Give the ball to Keon Coleman. Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid. If you give the ball to James Cook, Keon Coleman, and Dalton Kincaid, there's no need to give the ball to anybody else. If you have Josh Allen.
Khalil
Yeah.
Shakir,
No.
their best receiver.
That's my only thing with Buffalo, is if they try to play this shit where they can bring everybody on the fucking field, all 53 players get a snap, then it's gonna be Baltimore. But if Buffalo realizes, give the ball to James Cook, give the ball to Keon Coleman, give it to Kincaid, and let Josh Allen do the rest, it should be Buffalo. But I see why the spread favors Baltimore.
Bro, Khalil, why are you not mentioning Khalil Shakir,
Fuck
bro?
Khalil
He's
Shakir, man.
nice.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's the problem, man. This is the problem. We're talking about Khalil Shakir is nice. Nothing against Khalil Shakir. But I can't grow up watching Randy Moss and I'm sitting here talking about Khalil Shakir. I can't do it, man. I can't do it, dude. I
Hey,
can't do it.
14 targets, 14 catches.
Yeah, I'll give him his flowers. You can give him his flowers for that. But if Josh Allen is winning MVP, it can't be with the company of Khalil Shakir. That's not gonna happen. You're not gonna win
If it
MVP throwing the
was,
ball to
though,
Khalil
that'd be
Shakir.
hard.
It's not gonna happen. There's
That's a
no way.
flex for Jal. That's
That's
a flex for
definitely a
Josh.
but it's I think Lamar. It'll go to Lamar in that case. Baltimore's set up good, man.
Dude. No, they're not. They're 1-2. I think they're gonna go 1-3.
They should have beat KC.
Yeah, I got Baltimore.
They should have lost to Dallas.
No, not in any world.
Should have
Hell
maybe
no.
beat KC.
They should have beat KC.
Honestly, they should be 0-3. They should have lost to Dallas. Like,
No.
no, sir.
I'm sold on. I like Baltimore right now. I think I'm moving all my assets to Baltimore. Not literally. I would never move to Baltimore.
I think you're gonna be upset. I think the Bills.
I want Buffalo to win. I like the Bills. I like
And
Josh
then
Allen.
they have Cincinnati. Cincinnati's gonna be 1-3 if they beat the Panthers. 1-3 versus 1-3. Give me the Bengals. Ravens might go to 1-4.
Ja'Marr Chase may join Aaron Rodgers for some ayahuasca if Cincinnati loses to Carolina this week. Ja'Marr Chase may hang him up.
Yeah.
His season may be over for
We need
Cincinnati.
Jamar. We need Jamar in Dallas.
What about Saints Atlanta?
Jamar Chase in Dallas.
Saints Atlanta's a favorite. That's crazy. But that'll probably conclude it this evening, gentlemen. Any other closing remarks?
Fuck the Chiefs.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't like the Chiefs either.
Very poetic. Very profound. Wise words. But wise words, once again, theporchtalk.net. Life advice section. You can fill that out. Whatever you got going on, give us a little note and we'll tell you what to do and how to handle it. As you see, profound and wise words here from Porch Talk. But thank you for your services and have a good night, everyone. Buenas noches.